Monday on the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. Welcome in. Want to remind you to follow me on Telegram. That is the only place that we can guarantee that we will stick around. So go to t.me/Stu Peters. Again, that's t.me/Stu Peters. I engage with everybody over there in Telegram. It's a lot of fun inside of that channel. We have to get right after it here today. Dr. Jane Ruby is on hold. She's an international health economist, 20 years in pharmaceutical research experience. We go to her when we're talking about these vaccines. Now, you have seen all of these self-recorded videos, maybe in TikTok or on Instagram, people sticking metal objects to themselves, mostly at the injection location from where they have subjected themselves to the shot in the arm, the jab being falsely referred to as a COVID vaccine. Well, in one case, we saw Brittany Galvin was sticking them to her face. There's been a lot of skepticism about this. Well, hold on a minute. Coins aren't normally, you know, magnetic keys, all these different things. Dr. Jane Ruby says that she has a horrific revelation about the truth behind this magnetism and what it is and why it's there. She's on hold and we will get to her momentarily. Also, we are going to talk to the Mama Bears from Iowa. Now, these two ladies are going to be the first recipients of General Flynn's Fearless Fighters for American Values Award. They have been down in Ankeny School District fighting for kids. They were able to successfully get legislation introduced, authored, and then signed by the governor. It was signed at like midnight at night. The governor signed it immediately when it was prepared. This is going to stop forcing kids to be required to wear masks to return to in-person learning in the fall, and they will not have to show proof of inoculation. They will not have to subject themselves to this poison being referred to as a vaccine before they are allowed to go back to school. We're going to get their blueprint so that you then can use these techniques to help in your school district. It is time that we stand up. It is time that we fight with one another. Patriots all over the place are sticking together. That is why Carlos Cortez is going to join us. He is a financial expert and independent fiduciary. He has an offer for everybody, all of the fellow patriots here, as people are fearing losing their retirement, their Social Security. Everything is on the line as we face a tyrannical takeover of our constitutional republic. We're also going to talk to Deanna Lorraine, a horrific story coming out of one state where kids, middle school age kids, are being required as a school assignment over the summer to read this essay and then write about why they are a racist. Unbelievable. Tomorrow on the program, we will have Juanita Broderick. Nobody can tell us more about the deep state and how really deep it goes, how deep the swamp really is, what kind of control the deep state actually harnesses. We will have Juanita Broderick. We're hoping to get Laura Loomer on, who stood up in the face of Jack Dorsey. You might have seen that at a Bitcoin conference. And tomorrow, we're also going to talk to a doctor who has successfully treated thousands of people with hydroxychloroquine. He's facing losing his license for speaking out tomorrow, and he's going to be here on the program, which is brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Also, Step on Socks, keystolife.com. Now, make sure that you get over to steponsocks.com right now, steponsocks.com. Get a three-pack of 100% cotton, 100% Patriot designed red, white, and blue socks for just $17.76. On the bottom of these socks, you will see the names of all the tyrants that are trying to take over, trying to steal your constitutional rights. Steponsocks.com, $17.76 for a three-pack. Go over there right now. Get the Stu Peters pricing for just $17.76 at steponsocks.com. Also, keystolife.shop. That's keys, the number two, life.shop. Making men again. A special herd of deer in New Zealand that grows antlers more quickly than anywhere else in the world. Why? Because of the high concentration of IGF-1 that is found in the tips of those antlers on those deer in New Zealand. This is the product that was banned worldwide. You remember the big HGH controversy, the human growth hormone in professional athletes, Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, all of these people. Why did the federal government ban this product? Well, because it works. It works. That's why. Making men again, plus all kinds of great supplements, can be found over at keystolife.shop. They're a sponsor here, Patriot owned, and you want to get over there, keystolife.shop. Also, finally, want to mention Verve Forever, a veteran owned CBD company. All right. Nobody fights for you like veterans do. Tim Klun is a veteran of the United States Air Force. He started Verve Forever products, CBD products, to help his fellow veterans who were dealing with PTSD. We know that CBD can holistically and naturally deal with PTSD, with ADHD, with everyday run-of-the-mill stress and anxiety. Who's not suffering from those things? Also, physical pain, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, allergies, migraine headaches, bath salts, skincare products. All of it can be found at AmericaFirstOil.com. That's AmericaFirstOil.com. You can find all of those links at StuPeters.com. TV. We got to get right into it as Dr. Jane Ruby is on hold with a horrific revelation about these injections. The Stu Peters Show is on. My name is Stu. Welcome into our Monday afternoon broadcast. Well, last week on Friday, we talked with Brittany Galvin, a vaccine injury victim that's been hospitalized in Florida and whose neurologist has confirmed that her serious diagnosis is a direct result of the Moderna injection being referred to as a so-called COVID vaccine. Falsely, by the way. We have reached out to that neurologist, and we hope that he will be brave enough to make an appearance on this program. Her diagnosis is called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is commonly referred to as a rare disorder. The disease forces your body's immune system to first attack your nerves, resulting in weakness and tingling in your extremities at the beginning, but ultimately resulting in full body paralysis and death. Since talking with Brittany on this program, I have received hundreds of emails from victims of the jab saying that they too have received this exact diagnosis. And when they try to tell the world, they're censored, blocked, banned, canceled. They're scared to death for their own lives, but at the same time have the strength and bravery, like Brittany, to be concerned about the rest of us, particularly our kids. Tragic. Social media has also been flooded with countless videos of people sticking metal objects to themselves, an unexplainable phenomenon that at first seemed fringe for medical professionals and scientists who were actually reluctant to associate this apparent magnetism with the COVID shots.
You go figure it out. We're tripped. We're all f***ed.
Brittany Galvin's Instagram account blew up after she publicly shared several self-recorded videos and then one of her team of doctors who was shocked when they themselves tested her magnet theory and saw that it was indeed real. I've received so many emails about this magnetism since that interview, I can't even keep up. But nobody with medical credentials really wanted to talk about it, and the comments on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and all the other platforms were mostly skeptics having a hard time believing that these people were credible. We can't say that anymore. It is real. It's scary, and it's becoming undeniable to everyone that would like for you to believe that it's a hoax. Jane Ruby is an international health economist with over 20 years in pharmaceutical research experience. She's a medical expert, a Stu Peters Show contributor, and she joins us now. Dr. Ruby, this is horrific.
Stuart, you hit the nail on the head. It's real. We know it's real. There's an entire science in the literature about it. And we also know something else that's really tragic and horrific. It was intentionally added to these injections. Why, you're asking me? Because it is a more aggressive delivery mechanism to get it into every cell in your body. It's a process called magnetofection. And it's this. All this information is readily available. You can do the research yourself. You can look at the government's website, PubMed, to look at the peer-reviewed journal studies that have been published on this particular science. And what it is, Stu, is they are using magnetic fields through different chemicals to actually concentrate the RNA, the mRNA, into people's cells. This is in alignment with everything we've been reporting for weeks now. We just know what and how is behind these magnetic phenomenon where people are having these items are sticking to them. So what it is it's part of the lipid nanoparticle. And it's a super delivery system. And there are places in your body that, you know, other synthetic DNA or RNA should not be going. And yet this approach forces the material, the mRNA encoding, to force your cells again to make over and over again these dangerous spike proteins all over your body. It's actually a forced gene delivery system. And I wanted to share with the audience, you're going to be hearing something more and more about something called SPIONS. It's an acronym, S-P-I-O-N-S, and it stands for supramagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles. Where they're putting this magnetic field technology is in and around the lipid nanoparticle envelope that we've also talked about to get this mRNA into your cells. Why do they need to do that? Because the mRNA is so delicate, so easily degraded. It's another reason why it has to be stored. If you know, the Pfizer shot material has to be stored at least 70 degrees Fahrenheit below zero. So let me share something else with your audience. There's a company on the internet, and one of many, by the way, I've been doing all my digging. It's called Chemicell. It's in Berlin, Germany. They advertise, Stu, all kinds of products. There are hundreds of components that you can use to create these magnetic fields around your molecule, right? You can buy it in 200 microgram vials. It's called PolyMag. And I want to share with your audience the disclaimer on Chemicell's website in case you want to buy a little bit of these magnetic fields and attach them to mRNA before you stick them into the human race. And I quote the company, "The Magnofection reagents and all of its components are developed, designed, intended, and sold for research use only." And here's the frightening part, Stu. "They are not to be used for human diagnostic or any drug intended for humans."
And this is in these so-called vaccines.
These components are what they use, Pfizer and Moderna at least, used in their injections, in these vials. This is why people, you have to get an informed consent. You must be given the ingredients of anything going into your body. And last but not least, just wait. We're learning more every day, Stu.
All right. So you just made a very serious and damning allegation on this program. You just said that this substance was intentionally added to create the substance that's creating this magnetism. How can you substantiate that there was intent?
Well, it doesn't occur naturally. It had to be added to the lipid nanoparticle. It's the component. We've also heard many experts, in addition to myself, talk about the polyethylene glycol portion of the lipid nanoparticle that makes it, you know, a little more fat-philic or fat, you know, affinity for fat, which normally would just slip it through cell membranes that are very protective. In other words, if you have a water-based membrane, a lot of other things can get through. But there are places in the body that God in nature never wanted any foreign material to get into. And by magnetizing these lipid nanoparticles with these chemicals, you are creating a super delivery system, a forced delivery system into parts of the body that are not supposed to be. And that's why I've been saying for weeks, this material that is injected into your body from these mRNA vaccine shots is going to every part of your body, every cell in your body. And while you may not have had an initial reaction that was of any concern, you are headed for disaster. Please do not, if you've gotten one, do not get a second one. If you've gotten the two-shot deal, do not get any boosters. This is going to get worse and worse and worse, and very soon, Stu.
Unbelievable. And they're trying to push this onto our kids, 12 to 17. We exposed the Pfizer findings that they tried to hide. They kept very quiet. 86% of children that participated in the Pfizer trial experienced adverse reactions, negative side effects. So is this what explains how Brittany Galvin, for example, was able to move away from the injection site itself and then begin sticking metal objects on, say, her cheek and her forehead? Is that what this is? I mean, it's traveling through her system. It's essentially supercharging this shot, this jab, whatever substance is in here, into traveling quickly and infecting, if you will, every single cell in your body.
Well, it seems to be a fair enough scientific assumption at this point, because who's ever heard of human beings in general, in good health, having a magnetic force that attracts and holds metal objects to their body, first of all? Secondly, the fact that she was initially sticking these metal objects, if you look at the chronology of her videos, she was originally sticking them only around the injection site. I believe it was on her left arm. And then subsequently, she did a video showing that she could get something to stick on her right arm. And then after that, the video that you know, you featured in your interview with her was where she was sticking them onto her forehead. This implies to me that there is a generalization of this material throughout the body. Now, I don't know what the extent of the toxicity of these magnetic fields. It's never been used in human. And as this company in Germany is saying, it should not be used in humans. So, Stu, this is just a crime against humanity of epic proportions. And we're not done. We're not done talking about it. We're not done seeing the devastation.
Okay, so I want to address the fact checkers, okay? And since I have you here, and I know that you're busy and you have a limited amount of time, but since I have you here, I'm looking at something from the CDC itself. It says, can receiving a COVID-19 vaccine cause you to be magnetic? In all bold, no. Receiving a COVID-19 vaccine will not make you magnetic, including at the site of vaccination, which is usually your arm. COVID-19 vaccines do not contain ingredients that can produce an electromagnetic field at the site of your injection. So let me just ask you flat out, are they just lying?
Yes, they're lying. And Stu, you know why? Because the past is prologue. They also say that these vaccines are safe and effective, which is an FDA legal term that can only be used after providing certain levels of data that these companies have not provided. They've lied about the numbers. They're throttling the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System numbers, every single day. We've got countless numbers of analysts sending us materials every day showing how they're manipulating those numbers. I mean, I could go on and on about how many lies are listed on the CDC website. And don't forget, the CDC is basically a vaccine patent company. They hold over 58 patents for vaccines that are coming down the pike. So you can choose to believe them, but I've provided, to me, the past is prologue. And if they've lied, you know, all the way up till now, why would we believe them on the magnification issue, the magnetofection? Anyone can look up magnetofection, look at it on pubmed.gov. That's the government's website for peer-reviewed scientific journals. And you can look at the preclinical research and see what they've done and that it is real and that when they've used it in animals, they've had very, very negative results. And they've said, please proceed cautiously if research advances toward human research.
She impresses me so much every day also with her diligence in getting back to everybody. I don't know how you find the time. Her private and encrypted secure Proton email, drjaneruby@protonmail.com. You can also find more on her at drjaneruby.com. Dr. Ruby, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Well, people all over the country are absolutely fed up with mask mandates, and they shudder at the thought of a so-called vaccine passport, or even worse, mandating that our kids wear masks or provide proof of vaccination before returning to in-person learning this fall. These people are beginning to speak out, and those that are courageous enough to take it all the way are experiencing positive results. We have to talk about the positive on this program. It's really easy to get trapped in the overcoming, overbearing tyranny. They're becoming effective. They're making a difference. Point blank, they're saving our kids. Now, in Iowa, the mama bears have been tirelessly fighting the tyranny that was seemingly overtaking their schools and businesses, and it paid off. Kimberly Reichs and Emily Peterson have children in the Ankeny, Iowa school district, and when their children were abused by these mandatory mask policies, the fight was on. Kimberly and Emily were in the governor's office when Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill into law banning mask mandates in schools and businesses. The governor told them, quote, you did this. Your efforts did this. The Mama Bears will be the first recipients of General Flynn's Fearless Fighters for American Values Award, and they join us now. Kimberly, Emily, thank you so much for your fight. Thank you for being here. We truly appreciate and admire your fight. We really do.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We really appreciate it. For those who do not know, I'm Emily.
And I'm Kimberly.
And we're the Mama Bears from Iowa. And this all started back in March when we decided to rise up against the school boards for what they were doing to our children. Kimberly's daughter was injured clear even in the fall. And as I watched that and her suffering, I thought, we need to do something. We need to get together and we can do something about this. Her daughter developed 4 staph infections, which I'll let you hear from her a little later. But what we decided to do is on March 23rd, was our first board protest. So we protested outside because they wouldn't let us inside of the building due to COVID, they said. So we protested outside peacefully, and then we spoke before the board and we let them know that what they're doing is harmful. So what happened to my daughter was this. I tried to, since she's in special education, quote the American with Disabilities Act and the Civil Rights Act, basically of 1964, where it was because she has a disability, these masks were hurting her. She was not able to focus. She was not able to feel good enough to even do her schoolwork. So she would come home every day pleading with me not to send her back to school. So I thought, well, I'll approach the superintendent and I will put forth the American with Disabilities Act and say, you know what, you need to make this accommodation to my daughter and I will get a medical exemption for that because she is a special education student and this is hurting her. And so the superintendent's response was, no, you need to prove that the mask is what's directly affecting her learning through your data or whatever you want to present first. And I thought, no, you're not going to help me here. So I'm going to go a different route. So I went the religious exemption route, which is law in the state of Iowa and many other states, actually. So I got a religious exemption, but their response was this. They put my daughter behind a plexiglass barrier wall. So imagine on her desk, this wall, like in prison where you go up and you touch the glass and you go to your visitor on one side and your other person on the other side, your prisoner.
That's horrific.
That was my daughter every single day. And so her associate would sit on one side and Evie would sit on the other. In addition to that, they forced her to wear a shield and she could not go within 6 feet distance of anyone in the school. No teacher, no associate, no friends. Recess was by herself. Lunch was by herself. And so that is how we began our journey. I'll let Kimberly share with you about her daughter's injury and what they did to her.
First of all, I want to say that is the absolute epitome, the very definition of abuse. I mean, the psychological damage that those people what they were doing to your kid is absolute. I don't know how you're not in prison yourself. I mean, I would have gone to that school and done some horrific things to those people. I mean, we fight for our kids. They are God's most precious gift that we have. Every single day, all we do is think about how to better their lives. Shame on these people. I mean, there ought to be a criminal probe into every one of these people for the malicious punishment of your child.
Absolutely. Yes,
absolutely.
I agree. And that's why she's got a lawsuit going forward.
And that's why I'm currently suing the Ankeny School District because of what they have done to my child.
Good for
you. Like Emily's child, she was injured due to the mask. She got a rash that turned into impetigo that then turned into staph infection 4 different times. And she's 8 years old and in kindergarten. So I took her to the doctor over and over. We tried everything to get her face mask. We tried cloth mask. We tried disposable ones, changed it 2 to 3 times a day. Nothing was working. So the doctor finally said, Kim, if we don't take these masks off your child, that her infection will cause more problems than COVID ever has or ever will. And they were fearful of the infection getting into her lungs and causing a lot more harm. So she wrote us a medical exemption. I took the medical exemption to school, turned it in. The school then said, okay, well, this is what we're doing with your child. We're putting her in the corner. She's going to stay 6 feet away from everybody. She can't be around anybody. She did wear a face shield in hopes to do small group because in kindergarten, that's mainly what they do. They focus on small group and interacting with each other. But my child could not do that because when she had the mask on, she was sick. When she had the mask off, she's healthy. So they segregated my child. They literally put her on one side of the room and put the rest of the class on the other side. The students then started making fun of Olivia.
Of course.
Saying, get away from me. They're like, get away from me. You're going to give me COVID. You're going to kill my grandma. You're disgusting. Go away. You know? So they started just bullying her. And it wasn't just her. It was the teachers as well. And the principal. You know, when we went against the board, the principal, the very next day after we spoke up against the board, the principal took my daughter out of her classroom, put her in her office, took her face shield away that was in her bag because Olivia didn't want to wear it that day. And she said, okay, well, you're going to sit in here until I say it's time to come out. And so she was in the office. She had to eat lunch in there. All the while, they're in her classroom putting this plexiglass desk around her desk, which I had from the beginning said not. We're not putting plexiglass around her because that would make her feel horrible. Up until that point, they had never done it. That day, because we went against the board, they said, nope, you know what? We're going to retaliate and we're going to take it out on your kid is basically how it came down. And they made her sit in the office, eat lunch. They brought her back into the classroom. When they brought her back in the classroom, she was forced to sit in her desk. They still didn't give her shield back. She said that you have to sit here. You can't come out. Nobody can come in. And Olivia came home crying that day. Said, Mom, they didn't make me wear my mask or my shield, but they put me in this thing. And she went like this. She's like, it put me in this thing like this. And I could see through it, but nobody can come near me and I can't get out. and I knew exactly what they did. So I was on the phone right away with the principal, and I'm like, what are you doing? Why is she sitting behind this desk? I specifically said from the beginning, this is never to happen. If something like this were to happen, you were to call me and I would pick my child up. And she's like, well, I thought she already knew that's what we were going to do if she wasn't going to wear her mask or her shield. And she's like, well, this is the option we had. I'm like, okay, well, if that's the option, then let me come in and see what's going on.
My fear is that, you know, you guys have coordinated with one another and taken the fight on. You have, because of that, put yourself in a position where you'll be the first recipients of General Flynn's Fearless Fighters for American Values Award. You have been in the governor's mansion where the governor has signed into legislation and passed a bill that will prevent things like this from happening again in Iowa. But my fear is that while you have a platform because of your ability, your strength, your bravery, and your outspoken approach to this, great. But how many thousands of these instances are happening throughout the country where parents don't know what to do, and this will have everlasting effects on these children psychologically? It's horrific.
And thousands. We've had hundreds, yeah. I mean, many hundreds of parents reach out to us with horrible stories, just like Olivia's, where this one girl, in fact, even in Ankeny, she developed a bacterial infection. They had to drain her neck, and it's going to take a year after they did this surgery and two antibiotics for a whole year to clear this up. And then they wanted to put a mask back on that child. She's 4 years old.
Yes.
And we helped that mom.
You know, this isn't the first time that we've heard of side effects from masks. Dr. Jane Ruby was on the program last week. I believe it was on Friday or Thursday, maybe. She was talking about how now all over the country, there are so many diagnoses of kids with deep lung infections because of these masks. They have mold. They're finding black mold. Now imagine trying to remove black, dark mold from the deepest, darkest, most moist crevice of a human lung. Yeah. It's nearly impossible.
And that's exactly what they thought was going to happen to Olivia with that staph infection, that she kept breathing that infection in and it was going to get into her lungs. And luckily we were able to get a medical exemption to say no more. And they said that was the only way we could heal her. But the psychological damage has already been done to her through the school by making her stand at the end of the line, making her stand behind the plexiglass. And then, you know, and it's just sad because my child is forever damaged because she thinks that she can't be around people because she's going to kill them without the right kind of mask.
Well, your fight is not over. And I hope that these people are held accountable because they haven't seen the last of you. I can tell.
No. What they have not.
What small victories have you guys been able to realize right now? What is the status of your children now?
Both of our children are doing well and healthy. And Olivia is still in counseling just to get through some more underlying issues due to all this. But otherwise, we have pulled them out of school.
Good.
They're out for the summer now. But we pulled them out the day after we got back from Tulsa. Because we knew when I mentioned that I was going to sue the Ankeny School District, I did not want to know what the next step was that they're going to do to my child.
If they were willing to retaliate based on the fact that you didn't want your child wearing an ineffective muzzle, scientifically unproven and proven only to be of detriment to your health, specifically for extended periods of time and in children where the so-called virus that nobody can prove exists, that we're in a pandemic, nobody can prove that, by the way. If they were going to retaliate in that way, I can't imagine the things that they were capable of had you allowed your children to stay in school. So I feel that that was the right thing to do. How are you helping? I mean, obviously, you've attracted the attention of General Michael Flynn. You're absolutely deserving of being the first recipients of this award. I mean, what you're doing is incredibly awesome. Have you guys established like a blueprint or some sort of a formula to help other parents that are around the country that may be watching this broadcast that say, you know, I want to end this here?
Absolutely.
Sure have. Hundreds have reached out to us. So thank you to everyone who's reached out to us over email. We're trying to get back to each one of you. And you all mostly have the same question. I know some of you don't, but the majority of you have the same question. It's how did you do it? So we'd love to share that with you right now.
Yeah,
so
please do.
You're watching the Great Stu Peter Show, so we can share that with you.
Please. The floor is yours.
So the first thing you want to do is get like-minded people in your community then once you get like even two people, it just took me and Emily starting this. Mm-hmm. So we started this just her and I, and even just one other person can help you get through this. Once you get at least two people started, just start going out there and make a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, this is what's going on. If you want to join us, come join us. And then you kind of start talking back and forth to each other.
And then once you find your platform and you communicate with each other and you meet regularly, it's better if you can really get in the school building. Like, for example, over the summer, many school boards still meet. Find out when they're meeting. Go in there. Go in that building. Now that they're starting to lift more of these restrictions, you should be able to get in that building. And you know why they don't want you in there? Because it shows unity. It shows unity, and we are the majority, and they're not any longer. And so they don't want our voices raised. So once you do that, I also recommend finding any patriotic reps and senators in your state. There's got to be some. We've had four amazing men rise up and help us. They are Jeff Shipley, Stephen Holt, Senator Jim Carlin, who's running against Pat Grassley in the primary, and Eddie Andrews, and Jake Chapman as well. So really five. Those men listened to us. They believed in what we were doing, and they wanted to help. So even if you're in New York or California, I know that there are some patriotic people there. And all they need is you to step forward as constituents. They need you because they're in the wolves. They're amongst wolves. So once they know that they have your backing, they will step forward. So get their ear. Write them, call them, email them.
And do it daily.
Bug them daily.
Give up.
Yeah, so many people feel like these emails are going unseen, that their voicemail messages are going unheard. They are not. There are a lot of really good people that are in these elected positions that got into this for the right reasons. And we don't want to shortchange these people, because specifically right now, the message being told and that is being received is you have to get involved. You absolutely have to. So there are going to be a lot of people specifically now and back in 2016 when Trump was coming. There is a lot of value to these school boards. I mean, these are our kids. This is our future. Getting involved, running for these elected positions, even on the small and local level, we have to make local great again, because that is where all of these decisions are made. So there are good people there. And, you know, like the mama bears are saying, don't stop. Make sure you continue to pour in and relentlessly send emails, snail mail, leave voicemails, ring their phones over and over and over again, knock on their doors, go there personally, schedule appointments, get in front of these people and make your voices heard.
1,000%. And they will hear you. They will. And also, once you do that, you need to plan a big event. Have a sit-in at your Capitol. So what happened with us is Monday, we really thought all hope might be lost. I mean, we were still holding out hope. But Monday, what happened was the governor on that Friday had said masks optional, and the Iowa Department of Public Health as well. But our schools dug in their heels and they said, no, not enough children are vaccinated yet. Then we'll lift the mask. And we thought, oh, no. We got to get something done before summer because they're going to drag this out.
Yep.
So what we did is we met at the Capitol. 140 letters were written to our governor, 220 in attendance. We spoke on the floor. We got the ear of these men, and they spoke on the floor as well. And they said, you know what? We're going to drop legislation. We thought, oh, yes. But we're like, when? You know, this legislation takes forever. And they actually did it the next day. And then they voted 52-34. It passed. And the governor had never signed a bill that fast. She signed it that night at 12:30 a.m. And it was really an act of God.
See, and none of this would have happened. I mean, the governor wasn't going to be asking her legislature to put together this bill. The legislators, the lawmakers on their own were not going to do this. One, they lack the fortitude. Two, they feel like they're on an island. They feel like they're alone. And you assured all of them that no, they're not. They have the majority behind them. They represent their constituency, and this is the right thing to do. And the governor obviously knew it as she signed this bill almost immediately.
Yes,
and absolutely.
It was amazing because it just showed, like you said, unity, that all of us were together. And that's what you need. You just need to show them that we are here. We are here to help. And we want to back them, and we need them to back us as well, so we can push more laws like this forward. So that way we're never forced to wear a mask again.
And what's amazing is these other Midwestern states that don't have this mask mandate lifted, their colleges are mandating them. For example, Illinois. And so they don't have that mask leverage in Iowa anymore. And you know what they did, Stu? It's amazing. The colleges are saying optional for the vaccine because they don't have the mask to leverage anymore. So really, I mean, God is incredible, and I am so grateful. And I don't know how many families will benefit from this, but it will be a lot, because now there's college students can go in and make a choice, and they won't be harmed by these jabs.
Well, I know that you said that you're inundated with emails, and I apologize for this in advance, but you're going to be inundated with a lot more after this broadcast. If there are people around the country, or moms or dads, or anybody that cares about our kids, as we saw with Christopher Key, for example, he doesn't even have any skin in the game. No student in that district that he went and fought and found some victory against. If there are people that want to get a hold of you, because we briefly flashed that, we will put at StuPeters.tv your blueprint so people can look at it. But if they have questions specifically for you, is there a way that people can get a hold of you? And then also a way for people to support your efforts financially as you guys continue this fight?
Yes, absolutely. They can get a hold of us on our Facebook group. So our first one, it grew to 11,000 and Fascist Book took it down with no explanation whatsoever. But now we have number two. So Freedom Over Fear 2, but you have to be sure to answer the questions because it is a private group. And we would love to message you, communicate with you any way we can. And then we also have a Rumble channel, Freedom Over Fear Movement, and a YouTube, Freedom Over Fear as well.
Well, I'm going to make sure that I subscribe because I want to keep up on your battle.
We also have a mini website too. It's http://freedomoverfear.getccard.com. So if you could put that up, that will, that link will take them to our full website.
Website takes them to Facebook, Instagram, and gives you my personal number so you can call me. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to answer. I don't email very well, but I will call and talk to anybody who calls and needs anything. I'm happy to talk to anybody.
Good for you. We appreciate your bravery. We appreciate your fight. And we congratulate you on the award that you're so deserving of. General Michael Flynn is a great patriot. And for him to recognize you is a is an honor that you are very deserving of. We appreciate it.
Can we also state that Clay Clark has agreed to help fund our travels. So we will be going to every health and freedom event there is. So the first one is Tampa. The next one is California, Anaheim, and the last one is Colorado Springs. So to help us, if you're going to go to the Health and Freedom Conference, please just use code Mama Bears when they call you to confirm your tickets. And then part of the proceeds will go help fund her lawsuit and our movement as well. And then you get a 10% discount as well for that.
There we go. You said it. The Mama Bears of Iowa, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. We appreciate it. God bless. Thank you.
Racism. What isn't racist? Everything is racist. You're racist if you work. You're racist if you don't. You're racist if you fight. You're racist if you don't. You're racist in school. You're racist everywhere. It sounds like a Dr. Seuss book, but he was banned too because that was racist also. Deanna Lorraine joins us right now. We warned them that these people were going to be indoctrinating kids here in the state of Minnesota. Governor Walz, the gubernatorial administration has actually approved a children's book that teaches kids that all cops are racist murderers. And it's not stopping here in California. Of course, there is something going on. Deanna here with the details.
Remember when I'm old enough to remember when you would think cops are your friends and you used to wave to cops and say good morning to them. And they protected you, right? Invite a cop to school day. Well, those are way over because now we think they're racist murders. But the latest coming out of communist California is this. Middle schoolers, not even high schoolers, but middle schoolers have been forced to do a very bizarre, uncomfortable assignment. Although sadly, it's not bizarre too many times these days because it's everywhere. But they have to read an essay called Why I Am a Racist. And then after reading this long essay of Why I Am a Racist, they have to unpack it and they have to write their own version of why they are a racist. Whether they believe they are racist or not. And the teachers have been all for it because, of course, they say, well, this is your unconscious bias racism coming out. You know, I think you're not racist, but it's there. And we need to dig that up and talk about it. Okay. And I'm going to read just a few lines from this just because it's so disgusting. The op-ed Why I'm a Racist begins with, I am a white American male. I'm married to a beautiful blonde-haired, green-eyed woman, which not all white men are married to green-eyed blonde women. I have two amazing blonde-haired, blue-eyed boys. I was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed child who grew up in suburban New Jersey in a solid family with a mother, a father, a brother, and two dogs. So just right there, it's so disgusting because it shows that, hey, all white people, if you have a fairer skin tone, it means you came from a solid family with dogs in suburbia with no problems at all. And we know that's not true. We know that so many families, whether you're black or white or Mexican, fall apart. The divorce rate is at an all-time high. Broken homes, fatherless homes and families, drug abuse, all of these things don't discriminate because white people experience this just as much as other races. So that in itself, it just starts off with a big lie. And now before we get to, I want to continue this a little further because these students, some of them came home and complained to their parents and said, hey, mom, you know, 6, 7 years old saying, am I a racist? Or they're saying, hey, mom, dad, why are you teaching me to be such a racist? Right? Because this is indoctrination and they're starting to feel this. Am I a racist? Are my own parents racist? Did they raise me racist? And some parents are fighting back. But unfortunately, Fox News ran this story over the weekend. And they said that most of these parents spoke up only on the premise of anonymity. So they didn't want to reveal their names. They didn't want to be seen. Only one brave father was featured on Fox News with his whole face and with his name. The rest of them only spoke to Fox News and these other articles on behalf of anonymity. And I have to say at this point, if you are one of those parents that will only speak out with your name censored because of anonymity, because you're afraid of retaliation, you are part of the problem at this point. How much more has to happen before you all speak up and rally together and protest together and say, this is wrong. I will not have my child be brainwashed and indoctrinated and believing that he is a racist or we are racist and we are terrible people, disowning his own parents because of you disgusting Marxists teaching this in class. What is it going to take, Stu?
I have so many things that I want to say about this, you know, and I don't have time to go into it. Nonetheless, it wouldn't be interesting to people. But what comes to mind for me specifically is over the weekend, I got a Facebook message from somebody who I have not seen since I was about 9 years old. His name is Patrick. He saw the program. He's like, wow, you all of a sudden showed up in my inbox. Somebody was sharing something from your show. I had no idea that you were doing this. You know, I'm a huge fan. I love the show. I was great. So we started talking and he brought up the whole racism thing. And he was like, do you remember we would have sleepovers, right? Because that's what you do when you're nine. Do you remember having all those sleepovers and sitting next to each other on the bus and we had our Discman, right? What did we have in our Discman? Well, we had MC Hammer, we had NWA, we had Sir Mix-a-Lot. And he said, boy, weren't we some racists? You know,
wow.
And I think I got to thinking about that. I'm like, yeah, haha. You know, I joked it off, whatever. But then later I started thinking about that. I'm like, I don't even ever remember thinking about what color somebody was. And
right.
I don't think these kids do either.
No.
They are innocent. They don't look at people like that until
right.
you make them. And this is
exactly.
on purpose to instill Marxism. People like Ibram Kendi, people like Patrice Kahn Colors, they want your kid to understand what racism is so that they can identify that they are a racist. They want your kid to pick up the soapbox of love and humanity and go fight against their own race of people and point the finger at them and call them racist, no matter what color they are.
Exactly.
And the notion that white people don't have these systemic problems in their lives of, for example, poverty or discrimination or senseless attack on them economically or physically is completely fabricated and false. I know so many white people that need help financially that are targeted and attacked on a daily basis. And every single white person in this country is being targeted by these Marxists right now. This is appalling 100%. And it's completely false and totally untrue.
It's intellectually, morally dishonest. And, you know, the thing is, too, how Marxism robs the child of their childhood, right? Marxism tries to destroy the child as young as possible. They want to get them when they're young and sexualize them. But this is another version of them stealing the child's childhood away and their innocence away because we are born colorblind. well, I don't see anything. Kids do not see it black or white or Mexican. Oh, we're so different. No, they are born colorblind. And then it's them that it's these teachers, these radical Marxist teachers and MSM talking heads that are radicalizing them and having them believe that people are different and should be pitted against each other and viewed as oppressor or oppressed because of the color of their skin or their gender or their sexuality or whatnot. It is literally the exact opposite of Martin Luther King's dream.
And then when you appreciate an artist, you know, for example, when I was a kid, it was those people that I named, or now it's more Miles Davis or somebody, you know, and when you appreciate those artists, or when you have a friend who doesn't look like you, then it becomes, oh, well, you're just trying to appropriate our culture.
Yeah, what's that all about?
You have your token black friend, so you're not a racist. Isn't that cute? No, I have a black friend because of what he stands for and because of who he is. I could give a damn about what color his skin is. Matter of fact, the guy for almost two decades whose hands I put my life into on a daily basis, working to go locate and apprehend some of the most violent people in the world, most of which, by the way, were white people, he happened to be black. His name is Richard Leonard, and he is one of my, I mean, blood wouldn't bring us closer together. He is a brother to me. But he's only that way because I'm trying to appropriate his culture, right? I mean, he shakes his head at this nonsense. And the majority of black people that I know are great people. And they all shake their head at this nonsense.
Right.
When will it just go away? Just go away.
We don't, you know, we don't have this box checking system where we say, oh, wait, I'm short a black friend this month. You know, oh, no, I need to fill it up with a black friend. No, I actually need my diversity. I need a gay friend. I need a Mexican friend. I need an Asian friend. We don't go around doing that. I guess that's something that liberals go around doing. They box people in and they choose friends or whatever by the color of their skin, not by the content of their character, which is what we typically conservatives judge people by, which was Martin Luther King's dream, by the way, which is now considered racist. And by the way, math is considered racist too, which they're trying to get. They're literally teaching them a system where, remember when we would do math or algebra problems, they would like to see how we came to that answer, right? They would see, okay, this is how we came to the answer. So they know we actually knew how to do the work instead of cheated or somehow got the answer from a friend or something else. Well, now that review of how you came to your answer in math is considered racist. Why? I don't know. They say it's oppressive for black people to have to show their work. And that's somehow racist, which is, of course, going to just conjure up lazy behaviors and not actually productive behaviors in society. But that's where we're at right now. And to just tie this up in a bow, you know, I really want to reiterate the fact that when parents, it's great that you're speaking out, some of you, but it's not nearly enough that we need to. And we need more people to, you know, take your hood off. I'm sorry, don't be anonymous because that's not going to help you. Yes, I understand there's a fear of retaliation. I understand that. We get that. We've been there. But enough is enough. What is it going to take? Is it going to take your child committing suicide because they feel so guilty because they happen to have white skin and they've been made to feel so disgusting and so much of an oppressor that they feel that they need to kill themselves? Or is it going to take to the point where they hate you as their parents and they alienate you and say, I don't want to come home for Christmas. I don't want to come home anymore because you are a damn racist because these books are indoctrinating me to believe that. What is it going to take for you to stop being anonymous, come out in full force, and there should be hundreds of thousands of parents, not just 5 or 10, all over the country, all over the world, protesting this every single day until it is eradicated from our system, from our schools. It is disgusting, and we need to fight back harder. The time for silence and anonymity is done.
Wow. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, when you want to talk about virtue signaling and racism, how about if we look at Nancy Pelosi? I mean, how racist is she? You know, putting these kente cloths over her shoulders and bowing and kneeling for the violent criminal home invading thug who threatened a pregnant woman before raping her, by the way, to blow her unborn child out of her back with a gun that he was holding in his hand. You know, to honor him, she's wearing, and she asked her what tribe that kente cloth represents. She would have no idea. It's pandering. It's racist. That's what it is. She's racist. And she is the epitome of the person that you're talking about who has the checkbox.
Yeah.
You know, of how do I get to appear on Oprah or Ellen? You know, oh, because I have this gay friend, check the box. This Asian friend, check the box. This black friend, check the box. Get out of here. It's all BS. And by the way, big ups to Ron DeSantis down in Florida, who says he is banning, making it illegal for this critical race theory to be in those schools. Deanna Lorraine, you can find more of her truths at DeannaLorraine.com. Also, the best-selling author of the book, Taking Back America. Make sure you get it. And we will see you tomorrow, my dear. Thank you so much for being here.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Stu. See you tomorrow.
As we age, we get older, we watch our parents get older, people passing away, inheritance tax, capital gains tax, half of everything that you inherit, you owe on it right now, gun taxes, $200 per firearm. It's crazy. What are you going to have when you finally sit down? What are you going to be able to leave your kids? Everything that you've ever worked for, this is what we do here every single day, is try to set up the future for ourselves and for our children so that we can enjoy everything that we've worked for in this very short life that we're promised here on Earth before we go live eternally. Scary. People are very concerned about their IRAs, their stocks, their bonds, their 401ks, their retirement plans. Social Security is a buzzword, cryptocurrencies, all of those things. Joining us right now to try to make some sense of all of it is Carlos Cortez. He's a Stu Peters Show contributor. He's a financial expert, independent fiduciary, founder and CEO at Cortez Wealth Management, the premier sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show. You're getting a lot of phone calls about this. People are really scared, and you're offering a service to be able to help with this. It's free. There's no obligation. You don't have to be a Cortez Wealth Management customer or a client right now to take advantage of the information. You're just doing a service to our republic and to your fellow American patriots.
Yes, dude. Thanks for having me on. We're just getting inundated about Social Security, the trap in Social Security. People are not as healthy as they think, or they're afraid because mom and dad didn't live past 64 and they want to take it early. But at the same time, they don't like their job and they want to retire as you know, things are getting very nasty politically, even in the workplace. I mean, heck, we can't even watch sports without seeing Black Lives Matter blasted all over the place. What about Hispanics and whites and Chinese people? You know, their lives matter too, right? So
their retirement matters.
Yeah. In regards to retirement, I want to make it a lot easier to get information out. Stu, we had over 75 email requests for the 2-page cheat sheet. Well, I want to take it a step further. I want to promote a webinar by one of my partners at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Go ahead and log in. We have a class tomorrow and Thursday night. And it's all they got to do is go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Go ahead and register.
So that's Tuesday and Thursday, tomorrow and Thursday. Okay. So go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. And then there's a password that you have to enter, correct?
Yep. The password's easy. It's Cortez, C-O-R-T-E-Z. Oh.
Okay. So AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, enter password Cortez. Now, you know, we saw Christopher Key. He got fired from his job for speaking out for obtaining victory against a school board where he didn't even have kids. After getting fired from his job for undertaking that effort to save our children, he was out of a job. We featured him on this program saying, look at this. This guy didn't even have any kids in the school district. He's out of a job. God blessed him. After this appearance, people on his GoFundMe account flooded him. One donation, one single donation was $40,000. Christopher Key has now found his new job. His new undertaking is now he is going to go across the country, all over the place, wherever people are fighting tyrannical school boards, and he's going to stand with them and he's going to help them. See, this is what patriots do, and now you're doing it. You are announcing, hey, not only are we going to offer you a free cheat sheet, but because I care so much about my republic and because I care so much about Americans, my brothers and sisters in the red, white, and blue, I'm going to offer a free class. Hey, I'm putting this thing on, no income at all. Maybe some of these people will come and do business with you. I hope that they do, because we don't want them doing business with communist advisors. And really, that sounds funny, but it's really not. If you're doing business with one of these big box advisors, one of these corner store, big bank conglomerate, franchise advisory, you know, companies, you're not doing business with an independent fiduciary who can really build a custom box around you. They are manipulated by Wall Street, ladies and gentlemen. They are manipulated by the Biden installed regime, who is owned by the CCP, by China, who, as we heard from Bobby Payton in an emergency broadcast yesterday, could very well be actually in the midst of a physical invasion of our country through all of the companies that we just mentioned, these big box companies, these corporations. So I appreciate that. That's news right there. That is news. An independent fiduciary stepping up, offering free services for fellow Americans. That is a patriotic duty from a God-fearing American and a family man, Carlos Cortez. God, let me tell you something. I really appreciate that.
Well, I will spend a whole segment next time we have more time. I know you got a lot of, you know, jaw-dropping information to share. But there is something called a walk-in fee. I'm going to expose that as well. It's where politics and Wall Street come together. Stu, you may not know this, but when you go to your big box advisor, mutual fund and hedge funds and all these funds pay a walk-in fee to that brokerage firm to be at a preferred list so that their advisors can recommend only that product to their clients.
Yeah.
No due diligence, just straight walking a fee, paying for business.
Figure out a way to sell this and make it good for everybody. Reminds me of a certain shot in the arm that we all seem to have questions about right now. Make everybody feel like this is a really good idea. Yeah. Make everybody feel like it's a great idea to wear masks. Let's save one another. Let's all help each other out here. Let's preach from our soapbox of love and humanity. It's absolutely insanely ridiculous. Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management. Visit him online, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Use the password Cortez and get signed up for that free class tomorrow night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do it because we're the ones that's used to it. Folks, remember to fly low and avoid that radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!